Dead Holzer's text-based art, somehow mordant and ambiguous at the same time, plugged into the moment, was spread via print, billboards and electric signs. But where, in our current jungle of inspo, does that leave Jenny Holzer and her work? Orrit Gat tried to understand while visiting the six-decade survey show Jenny Holzer Lightline for her latest voice notes.
There's so much to say about the world. In her work, Jenny Holzer has been doing exactly that, directly employing language and text to comment about subjects that are personal and political, that relate to her experience living in cities, thinking about inequality, reflecting on violence, illness, and the social systems we live in. Holzer, an American artist who was born in 1950, became famous in the 80s, rising with a generation of feminist artists whose work was conceptual and political at once. Holzer is most famous for a series called Truisms, begun in 1978 and developed throughout the following decade. The truisms are just single sentences or exclamations, the text printed in Futura condensed extra black font, all in capital letters. They are presented in museums and outdoors, printed on paper or as LED lights. They are interjections into the day-to-day, strong statements that Holzer presents without explanation, charging the world with her words. A truism, abuse of power comes as no surprise. In 1982, Holzer displayed this text on a billboard in Times Square in New York. In 2017, when #MeToo created momentum for people to talk about facing power and abuse, the image of Holzer's work circulated widely as illustration for this moment. It was also the WhatsApp group icon in a group I was part of back then, of art workers speaking of their experiences. It was called, "We Are Not Surprised." Another truism, money creates taste. Another, any surplus is immoral. At her current exhibition at the Guggenheim Museum in New York, Holzer represents these iconic works with text as LED displays. The installation, called Lightline, gathers sentences and short texts from a series of works from the 1970s onward, presenting them as news tickers along the building's iconic rotunda, the round central space leading up a spiral ramp to a domed skylight. Anywhere you stand, there, in the middle of the space, is language. I fear substances that cannot be seen and must not be touched. Always be polite to officers, smiling often to disarm. Sometimes, things seem to happen on their own accord. The sentences have different textures and potency, but together they make the space feel loaded. After looking and reading for a while, I have to breathe in deeply and keep climbing the rotunda, looking at the display bays that flank it, where Holzer is showing newer works, mainly paintings, drawings, and sculptures. What is in these sentences? One could criticize them, say they are more like bumper stickers, and I bought one at the shop that reads, "Protect me from what I want," than art. But they linger. I often think about Holzer's part of the New York City AIDS Memorial in front of St. Vincent's Hospital in Greenwich Village, where a lot of AIDS patients were treated. There, on a granite plaque, she engraved lines from Walt Whitman's Song of Myself. I will go to the bank by the wood and become undisguised and naked. I am mad for it to be in contact with me. She described it as the experience and description of a man in full possession of himself and his body. This is work that is political and still poetic, that makes sure that we never forget to engage with the world, even as we're just walking down its streets. I have often found Holzer's art so touching, a powerful reminder of how inextricable our lives are from larger political systems. But I do have criticisms. The new works on view include a series of sculptures where Holzer is appropriating tweets by Donald Trump from his time as president. May 27, 2017. I will make my final decision on the Paris Accord next week. 5.2K responses, 2.9K retweets, 12,000 likes. January 22, 2017. Watched protests yesterday, but was under the impression that we just had an election. Why didn't these people vote? Holzer takes these and engraves them in castaway sheets of metal piled on the floor. I think it's meant to look like a remnant of this civilization. But the found texts feel overused, too familiar. It feels the same in the other new works on view, in which Holzer is showing huge paintings of redacted U.S. Army texts and emails from the U.S. war in Afghanistan, or her newest work, called Stake in the Heart, from 2024, in which she uses oil and metal leaf to show snippets of text responses to the January 6, 2021 Capitol attacks. One of the six panels reads, "If POTUS allows this to occur, we're driving a stake in the heart of the Federal Republic." All language is found language in a way, but these works lack the haunting intensity of Holzer's earlier text pieces. Is it worth seeing a show, writing and talking about a show, where the new work feels less impactful, less interesting, than the iconic older works by an already famous artist? Holzer had a retrospective at the Guggenheim in 1989, in which she also displayed text works along the rotunda. This version uses new technology, including AI, to use the full extent of visual possibilities LED lights offer. But that's not why it's good. The reason that it's good: some art is worth looking at again and again, to find more in its politics, more in its poetics, every time it's shown. Because art teaches us to read, that is, to pay attention to the world. So yes, it still feels worth it. The installation of Holzer's texts stretching along the rotunda feels extra impactful because, like Times Square, like a New York City street, Frank Lloyd Wright's landmark 1959 building is iconic. I say the Guggenheim Rotunda, and you hear me, and you have an image in your mind. Why not use it to its full extent? I stand there, reading Holzer, and wishing she only showed these works along the rotunda. It would have been a stunning gesture. Take this grand museum and empty it. What would be left? Well, words. Even if I remain unconvinced by many of Holzer's newer works, even if I don't want to read any more of Trump's tweets, even if I think redacting sentences or breaking them up weakens the point, I still want to stand there along the rotunda and see everything that Holzer has to say. It stays with me.
Orrit Gatt's voice notes from Jenny Holzer, Light Line, which continues at the Guggenheim Museum in New York.